This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Catherine Sherrills, our militant grammarian, is with me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. Welcome back.
Thank you. Kyle, I've been slowly wading through all the papers from my campus office that I've hauled home. Now that I'm retired, I have time to see what I've collected over 25 years of teaching. Yeah, it's many, many boxes. Today, I brought along something I know you're just going to love.
Excellent.
It's headlined, Supplementary Exercise, Sit, Set, and Lie, Lay.
You have a weird, weird idea of what I love.
I don't think there's anybody who likes these.
All right.
So here, let's review. Set and lay are the transitive forms of the verbs. They both require a direct object.
Right.
In other words, if you have to have something to set down, you have to have something to set, right?
Right.
Or lay down. You can say, I'm going to lay down my body. It's kind of a weird thing
right.
to say, but I used to explain it. You got to have arms to do those things, to
right.
set things, to lay things. Sit and lie are the intransitive forms. They don't need objects. Sometimes they're followed by modifying phrases and clauses, but those are not objects.
All right.
Clear as mud?
No.
Okay, let's give it a shot. All right. George Washington once sat in that chair.
He sat in that chair.
That's right. And in that chair is not an object. It's a prepositional phrase. So you can have words after the intransitive, but they're
right.
not objects. Where do you want to set or sit down?
Where do you want to sit? S-I-T.
Right. Mm-hmm. Set or sit that box down here.
Sat with an E. Set that.
Set.
Yeah.
Set with an E, yes. Part of the stage couldn't be seen from where we were.
Sitting.
Very good. Those books have set or sat on my desk since I entered school.
They have sat.
He's going by my expression.
All right. Someone put them there.
So someone set them there.
Set,
but
right.
once they set them there.
They sat. All right.
So not only we can be at rest and reclining with sit and lie, but also
gotcha.
Objects can.
Set those books on my desk.
And I will let
them.
And
they sat there until you picked them up again.
That's
okay.
right. That's right. Mm. Okay, so we're picking up where we left off last week with the remainder of the Emporia State University tips on how to proofread.
Yeah, you gave us last week, check for spelling, sentence fragments, and agreements, things like that.
Sentence structure kind
right.
of things, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, next on the list is subject-verb agreement, which we
right.
talked about a few weeks ago. But there are many, many ways to write a sentence without making it agree, so let's look at some of those. It occurs when a writer does not use the correct verb form for the subject. To correct the error, first determine whether the subject is singular or plural. So you're looking for subject and verb agreements. You should do it this way. Use a highlighter to mark every working verb in the essay. Draw arrows from the verbs to their subject. Excuse me. Check each subject and mark it plural or singular. And then, this is a terrific a little tip they gave, and I'm going to let you apply it here.
Okay.
One way to test the verb for correctness is to substitute a third-person pronoun, it, she, he, or they. He, she for the singular subjects and they for the plural
sure.
subjects. And then say the verb aloud. So
okay.
let's try this. Here's the sentence.
Right.
The editor of the weeklies want to hire the student who scores the highest on the editing test. So what are the two working verbs here? What's the subject of want? The editor of the weeklies want.
The editor.
Editor.
Is the subject,
editor.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And substitute a third-person pronoun for that word, editor.
She.
All right, and then check the verb. She wants.
The sentence had want, but that's
right.
incorrect.
And why do you think the sentence had wants?
Because weeklies was the word closest to want. The
right.
editor of the weeklies, mm-hmm. which is plural, but that's not what you're trying to
that's
agree
right,
with.
That's right, because weeklies is the object of the preposition.
So it can never be the subject.
That's right.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
You're learning my mantra. Okay, so the second part of the sentence was, who scores the highest on the editing test? What's the subject of scores?
the student. Okay. Who scores the highest?
This is a tough one. People don't know this.
All right. So the phrase we're talking about is who scores the highest on the editing test?
Now,
scores is the
verb. That's right.
Who?
That's right.
Who?
Who is, well, what kind of word is who? Do you know?
Who is a...
A lot of people don't know. It's a relative pronoun.
It's a relative pronoun.
And like other pronouns, it can be the subject of a clause.
Okay.
So who is the subject?
Right.
Now substitute who with one of those ones we know. Okay. He scores or score?
He scores.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, right.
So in this case, who scores the highest is correct.
That's right. That's right. So part of the sentence was correct and part was not. Yeah. And it works pretty well, I think. I like little tips like that. There's a great one for whom. I think we've talked about it before.
Yes, we have.
Generally, I mean, if you're talking about bodies, it's almost always going to be sit and sat, right? Unless we're talking about arms, because arms and hands can set things down.
Right.
Right. And grammatically, if what follows the word is... there's action put on that thing, then it's going to be set.
Right.
All right. Lie
sit and
lay.
Set is the easier of these two.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Here we go.
And the reason that lie and lay are so difficult is that lay is easy. It's lay, laid. I lay the book on the table every day when I come in. I laid the book on the table yesterday. I have laid the book on that table every day for a year.
There you go.
All right. Whereas lie is, I lie in the hammock dreaming of Paris.
Right.
Yesterday, I lay, L-A-Y, which is the same as the present tense of the transitive. So that's real confusing.
Yes, it is.
And then there's that one that hardly anybody knows. I have lain in the hammock.
L-A-I-N.
L-A-I-N.
Okay.
Yeah. And, of course, we tend to say laid for both of those things.
Right.
Okay. All right. The map shows all the land lying or laying to the north of our town.
Lying.
Lying.
Yes.
But I guess God put it there.
Yes.
But anyway, it's
yes.
still lying. It's right. It's at rest, right?
Right.
Where can I have lain or laid my watch last night?
Laid.
Mm-hmm. Because you got to use your hands to put it down, right?
Right.
Let the equipment lay or lie there until we're ready to use it.
Lie.
Lie, because somebody has put it there.
Right.
How long have these records been laying or lying here?
Lying.
Very good.
Yeah.
And there's one where we'll say laying every time.
Every time.
Mm-hmm. The campsite you're looking for lays or lies east of here?
It lies east of here.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting that most of these are intransitive. At the end of the holiday, we lay or laid the Christmas ornaments away for another year.
Lay. Wait, what are the choices?
I can't hear what you're saying.
Say it again. I'm sorry.
All right, sure. At the end of the holiday, we lay, L-A-Y, or laid... L-A-I-D, the Christmas ornaments away for another year.
Lay.
How are you spelling it?
L-A-Y.
No.
No?
No.
Because you're doing that with your arms.
Oh, well, you know what? Let's see. Is it past tense? Oh, it could be present tense or past tense.
Right.
It could be either.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
I'm going to give myself credit for that
You should. At the end of the holiday, every year, right, we lay past tense.
Right.
Oh, no.
No.
Mm-mm, because the past tense of lay is laid.
Right.
Yeah.
So do I not get credit for that one?
Well, no, wait a minute. No, you're right. No, we're going to give you credit.
Okay.
Because it's still to express something that we do every year.
Right.
We lay these here every year. We hang this on the door every year.
Yeah.
We lay the ornaments in the box every year. Okay.
Yeah.
That is to put the ornaments in the box.
Right.
Or it could just as easily mean... at the end of this year's holiday, we past tense laid the Christmas ornaments away for another year.
Or you could just tell people you placed them in the boxes and avoid all of this. All right. Our militant grammarian is Catherine Sherrills.
something that is wrong in wanting you to stay here with me. I know you've got somewhere to go, but won't you make yourself at home and stay with me? And don't you ever leave. Lay down, Sally, and rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone?